Narv, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR. How can I help you?
I actually have a question for you regarding the fresh air intake vent on my heating cooling system. My wife and I recently bought a townhouse in Virginia, and during the home inspection, the gentleman recommended I could save $200 or $300 a year on my heating cooling costs if I found that vent in the attic and shut it as much as possible. And I guess I was trying to figure out whether, first of all, that is something that's wise to do from a money standpoint, but also whether that's good from quality of air inside the house standpoint and whether that's okay for my heating cooling systems.
Now, what did this inspector call that again? The what intake?
He said that there was a fresh air intake into my heating cooling ductwork required by code in Virginia, and that since in the winter it would be sucking in cool air and I was going to be heating that up, and in the summer it would do the reverse, that I should find that and kind of close that vent as much as possible so that air coming in.
Yeah, well, that in my opinion, that guy is giving you some bad advice. That vent, we call that a makeup air vent. In commercial buildings, it's absolutely mandated by code. And it's a couple of reasons. The biggest is it's an indoor air quality issue. The problem with a lot of today's modern homes is that, as much as I hate to say it, they're built too tightly. You know, in the old days, we didn't have all these fancy weather strippings and things, and houses were very drafty, and a lot of the outdoor air kind of mixed with the indoor air, and, you know, it kept the air quality inside houses much better than it is now. So this makeup air, it is brought into the house, and it, you know, it's really an issue of just indoor air quality. I really think that it would be a bad mistake to close that. And as far as saving $200 or $300 a year, I think that might be a stretch. And I mean, what you have to do is you just have to decide to put a value on what you think of your indoor air quality.
I mean, I don't want to compromise the health of my family.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So I would, and also, is, you know, there are certain parts of the building code that I sometimes disagree with. I mean, the building code, you have to understand what the function of the code is to create, is to maximize life safety issues inside homes. You know, both structurally, and when it comes to venting things. Like chimneys, furnace flues, you know, these are all safety type issues so people don't get killed and hurt.
Of course.
And I really, this is one place where I think that guy gave a little bit of bad advice. I would never give advice, I would never tell somebody to go against a code issue like that at all. I just wouldn't do that. So I don't think that's a good idea. I wouldn't close that vent if I were you.
Okay.
I would, you know, here's what I would do. See, in other words, if the goal is just to save money, see what I mean? In other words, like, you know what? If what you're trying to do is save $300 a year, see what I mean by this? Because that's really, because here's the problem. You may find that vent, you may shut it, and yeah, you'll save $300, but there's a secondary effect, and the secondary effect is you may compromise the health of your family. Okay, now, So what's the goal? The goal is I want to save $300, but I don't want to compromise the health of my family. Fine. Go over to your thermostat right now, and I want you to turn it down to 60 degrees.
Yeah, I think my wife might have an issue with that.
Okay, but wait a minute. No, I know. But wait, listen to me. I want you to turn it down to 60, but I want you to tell your wife, or 65, you know, get a consensus where you can agree on a lower temperature. But everybody's going to start to wear socks and shoes around the house. See, my kids go around the house barefoot in the wintertime. I don't know where they grew up. I mean, it just drives me nuts. But you put on long underwear. I know it sounds crazy. Wearing long underwear inside a house? Yeah. You want to save hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, turn the thermostat down. And you're going to save money. And nobody's health is going to be compromised.
I guess a related question would be, does it make sense to leave the fan on all the time on my heating cooling system, because I guess that circulates the air more? Does that actually improve the distribution of, I guess, warm air from the top to the bottom and the other way around in the summer?
It doesn't. I think it's a non-issue because it's in the wintertime, depending on how many windows you have and what the quality is, you're going to get those convection currents next to those windows, you know, where people say, I feel a draft. And you know what? They are feeling a draft because the air right next to the window is actually cooling and dropping down to the floor. And, you know, it's not necessarily a leak of air from outside to in. So you may help with that a little bit, but I think that that's more psychological. And actually, by running that fan, you're using more energy. You're using more electricity. So I do not do that at my house. That fan does not run all the time.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your assistance.
Yeah, so don't close the vent. Turn the thermostat down. Put more clothes on.
All right.
And just maybe you should just snuggle up with your wife a little bit more, you know? That'll keep her warm. How's that?
I think she'll love that. Thank you.
All righty, pal.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Okay.